Identity is one of the big words these days, whether it's sexual identity or even a people's or a nation's identity. Sometimes the quest for identity spills into a militant nationalism. Other times it's because people or groups feel under threat from waves of immigration or the demise of a previously dominant moral or cultural code. For many years, the question of identity usually started with someone saying they were taking time out to discover who they were. People took themselves to therapy to disconnect from negative or damaging narratives in their lives, and in so doing, hoping to connect to life-giving narratives on a reflective journey. Often enough, who am I was to the fore. What I notice about migrants is that they seldom go down this existentialist route. Their concern for others who travelled with them is humbling to see. Their outreach to friends who are trying to make it across difficult borders is inspiring as they raise money and then find ways to get that money to them so they can progress their journey. The constant commitment to their families as they try to reconnect with them, hoping eventually to bring those who are suffering and caught up in political and war-torn areas to this part of the world, is stunningly admirable to watch. It is love in action. They work long hours, often doing the most menial tasks to raise money for this purpose. They endure long years of separation from those they love as they wait for visas to be granted. The question that runs deep in the hearts of migrants and refugees is not necessarily who am I, but to whom do I belong? Every spare moment is spent connecting with homeland, family, fellow migrants, and anyone who makes them feel comfortable in their skin. Having experienced grief this year, I've pondered a question that I've learned from migrants, namely, to whom do I belong? It's given me much more to chew on and has resulted in less navel-gazing and more progress. Sometimes the question, who am I, leads me to the bottom of a well with no water in it. To whom do I belong produces more refreshing encounters with more enlightening answers. Thank you, my migrant and refugee friends, for your insight into life's important questions. Maybe a lot of our problems today can be answered by an honest appraisal of to whom do we belong?